Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We're having a day.
Yeah.
I like this groove, though, Harry Callis.
Look at you. Look at you trying to keep the peace over here.
Give him some positive vibes so he can come through in the pinch.
So, only been teasing Dave Wonstedt the entire show, and Harry's back there with intern RJ. Forgot to call him.
Well, you asked him once, and then he just kind of didn't even acknowledge
it. He might not have heard me.
Where'd you get the Six Nations shirt?
My Guinness shirt?
Yeah.
Got him on in 15.2 seconds flat. Bam, he's on hold.
Why not 13.9 seconds
flat? All right.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Dave Wonstedt joins us right now. And, Coach, how you doing today?
I'm good. Can you guys hear me okay? I'm out here. I'm watching a little football practice. That's what I'm doing, you know?
Pit practice?
Well, we are practicing with no pads or anything, but I guess this is equivalent to the NFL's OTAs. They got no pads on, but they can do drills and everything for an hour or something like that. I don't, you know, how the rules change every 6 months. So, but this is, I had a great team visit this morning and then visited with Alan Green, the new AD, for a while, and just kind of watching a little ball here.
Coach, I saw you on Saturday at the U.S. Open, and we discussed having you come on the show, obviously, today, and you told me that you were going to talk to the Pitt football team. How different is it now, college football, obviously with the NIL and transfer portal, compared to whenever, back in 2009, whenever we were playing?
Well, the biggest thing is, is the commitment from a team to – is no different, but now all of a sudden it's not just a veteran team coming back with freshmen. As you know, there's 20 transfer portals here and 20 freshmen here. So the challenge now is to and everybody uses this word culture. It's, to me, culture is commitment. Now the key is to get 50 new people, players from your team, to make the same commitment in meetings, on the practice field, in the classroom, get 50 players that are new to make that same commitment to win. Now, I think that Pitt has a nice advantage because they do have a winning blueprint for it. Pat Narduzzi's done a great job. He's won games. So it's easy, if you want to, for a player to get committed and to jump on board, I think. So starting over is a challenge because now all of a sudden you got so many new players and it's a new culture and new that's a challenge. But I think Pitt's got a chance to bounce back a lot quicker than most people think.
Coach Wani, Doug Whaley, how you been, my man?
Doug, what's happening? I'm good.
Great. I got a question. Let's say you were elected the head of the NCAA and they actually had power to reconstruct college athletics. How would you construct it for future success?
Well, the number one thing, the two biggest issues, obviously, are the transfer portal, when and how. I think, okay, you want to have a transfer portal. I would have a time frame. The season is over, okay? Recruiting started so that everybody has an equal, for the next 6 weeks, if you want to leave, you can leave. But then after that, don't even talk about it because there's no transfer portal. We got to have our team ready, and we got to get back going. I think that would bring more quality to the teams, which obviously everybody's trying to get the best product on the field. And the second thing is with this NIL stuff, God, I know they're trying to put a cap on it now, and they're making some adjustments for next year, but I'm probably a tough one to talk to about the NIL. To be honest with you, Doug, just because, I'm still in the school that you're getting, help the kids out as much as you can, but it's not equal for everybody at equal schools. Mm-hmm. Where before you had the scholarship and everything was pretty much equal. You were going to get the same scholarship at Ohio State as you were at Pitt. Well, that's not going to be now the same because of the NIL. So I don't know where you go with that thing, but the transfer portal, I think you could definitely put a cap on that and limit that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dave Wonstadt with us here on the Fan Morning Show. This might come out of left field, but Dorn, you know I have to do this. So Rich Rodriguez back at West Virginia. You guys obviously have a history. Do you guys have any kind of relationship, first of all? And second of all, they're going to have 80 new players here. Would you ever think he'd be the kind of guy who would try to exist in this kind of college football world that there is today?
Yes and no. And I do, number one, I do have a good relationship with Rich. I'll be very honest with you. In fact, when I left Pitt and he left West Virginia, I was doing Fox in L.A. and we were doing a lot of Pac, it was the Pac-12 then, Arizona. He was at Arizona and I had him on the air a couple of times and on TV. So we, and he ended up hiring a guy that I recommended, Matt Dudek, who is, Dora knows, was one of my recruiting guys. An academic guy, Rich ended up hiring him on my recommendation out of Arizona. So we do have a rapport. I think Rich is an outstanding coach. I really do. Do I think that he can handle the portal? You know, I would say yes. I think that West Virginia can probably do things down there. You know, they're the only it's a situation where there's probably more money and more commitment than most teams because they're the only big player in the state, let's face it. And so he'll get them rallied and he'll get players in there and he'll develop a good scheme. So he'll make some noise. I think it, he will definitely make some noise in the Big 12.
Coach, do you think Aaron Rodgers at 41, 42 years old and the Pittsburgh Steelers will work out this year? I mean, like work out to the fact where they actually win a playoff game or maybe even win two playoff games? Or do you think it's just a shot in the dark that, hey, we're going to take our chance on Aaron Rodgers because we have no other direction to go at quarterback?
Well, I would say this. Number one, that I hope it works out for the Steelers and for Aaron and everybody. The question that I have, and I was watching this thing close because of what, you know, Watt's contract situation, you know that he's going to want Myles Garrett money and probably deserves it and on. So I was watching that, and if they did not, if the Steelers did not sign Aaron Rodgers and they went with Mason Rudolph, I says, okay, they're probably going to trade Watt and get a couple of first-round draft picks and build for the future. But the minute that they signed Aaron Rodgers, in my mind, that's they're in. They want to win right now. So they'll probably get Watt done as far as a contract. I would expect that. And the biggest question with Aaron that I have is not with Aaron. He had a good year last year. Steelers have the supporting cast to give him the best chance. You know, when you look at that Jets team, and I know the wins and losses and all that, but the Jets had a very good defense, right? They you know, and they had a good back, and between Devontae Adams and Wilson, Garrett Wilson at receiver, the Jets had some firepower, you know, to help Aaron. I just hope that the Steelers, the guys that they have in those skilled positions, running back and receivers, that group can give him the best chance to be successful because he's going to need some help. He's not the Aaron Rodgers of old. There's no question about that. So I'm hoping he has a good year. I think the supporting cast will be a key for his success.
That's a good lead into my question, Coach. Talk about, from a head coaching perspective, having a team with a bona fide star quarterback and your thought process to one where you need a quarterback to be have such a supporting cast around. How do you attack that season? How do you can you talk to our listening audience about that?
Well, that's how I kind of, as you know, Doug, that's how I live my life with having so I'm not a good enough supporting cast at the skill spot. And, you know, I mean, I would always, to me, the quickest way to help your quarterback is to run the football. And I mean run the football and become a top 10 rushing team in the NFL. Can the Steelers do that, you know, with their offensive line and their backs? And are they, is Arthur Smith committed to that? You know, I mean, that's the starting point. That's where I would start. I mean, you're not going to invent wide receivers. I mean, the guys you have are probably pretty much what you have. They can all get better and they can all play better. We know that. But, I mean, to run the ball with a quarterback like Aaron, I think is a must to give him a chance to slow down that pass rush and to set up some play action passes, which he does a great job of. I think it can't be lip service. It cannot be lip service, or you're not going to get the most out of them. That's my opinion only.
Dave Wonstadt bringing the fastball. We appreciate you jumping on with us today.
Okay, guys. Anytime.
Coach, thanks, Coach. Give my love to Jen.
Okay, man. We'll talk to you guys. All right. See you.
Thanks, Coach.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.